Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
This morning I have for a title, Blessed Beyond the Curse. Blessed Beyond the Curse. Galatians chapter 3. And I so love the graphic design, I had to make an inquiry, who made the graphics for today's service? And the name was mentioned. There's a young man in church this morning. Saltons. Where are you? Hiding behind the pillar. Come on, stand for recognition. You are blessed beyond the curse in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the entire media team, you are all blessed beyond the curse in the name of Jesus. And the entire church, you are all blessed beyond the curse in the name of Jesus. This is a blessed church. Even if you came with a curse, that curse will be dissolved. And then you go back with the blessing. We don't focus on the curse. We don't focus on what the devil is doing. No, we don't. We focus on what Jesus is doing. Whatever you focus on magnifies. For some people, in all their thoughts, in all their thinking, in all their prayer, they are too devil conscious. So, devil, they mention devil more than they mention Jesus. A whole prayer meeting, and they mention devil 1,000 times, Jesus 2 times. In Jesus' name, that's when they start the prayer, and then in Jesus' name we have prayed, amen. But in between, look at all the prayer points. Devil, whatever devil has done, whatever devil is doing now, the devil is not working right now. Oh, we stop you, the devil. Oh, we're against you, devil. You are giving the guy cheap popularity. We are blessed beyond the curse. Did you hear what I said? Is my mic working? Okay. I said we are blessed beyond the curse. We don't care how far the curse has traveled. As far as the curse is found, the birth, the blood, the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus has taken care of it. So we are blessed beyond the curse. Two people said amen. Amen. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He been made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why was Christ made a curse for us? Why? Verse 14 answers the question why. It starts with that. You could simply say, so that the blessing, notice without an S at the back, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Those who were not born Jews. People like us. Through Jesus Christ. So we have a channel to be partakers of the same blessing on Jewish Abraham to come on us, non-Jewish people, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So whether you were born Jewish or Nigerian or Cameroonian, it makes no difference. What makes the difference is for you to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, and boom, the same blessing that God gave Abraham is beginning to work in your life that moment that you give your life to Christ. Can I have an amen to that? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, the promise of the Spirit here is not necessarily talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit that he was going to be given. Yes, that was part of it. But the promise of the Spirit here is referring to the promise that the Holy Spirit made to Abraham. So through faith, we have access to the same blessing, to the same promise. So as he was making the promise to Abraham, he was making the promise to us through Jesus Christ. Do you understand that this morning? So you have Abraham's blessing. You don't have Abraham's blessings. Abraham's blessings were his camels, his cattle, his tents, his canopies. Do you know where those are today? Come and talk to me, church. Do you know where those are today? So you don't have Abraham's blessings. The blessings are the outward manifestations of the spiritual blessing. What we have in Christ is the blessing. Somebody say, the blessing. I want you to note this. I've been teaching this for many, many years. I see it at work in my life. I see it at work in the lives of those who understand it and who activate it. And I want you to understand and activate and walk in it all the days of your life. It makes a whole lot of difference. This same blessing, because it is a spiritual entity, it's a spiritual substance. It is not physical. It is not material. So sometimes you look at someone that is wealthy and he has a lot of property and they say, oh, that man is blessed. No, if he doesn't have Christ, he is not blessed. He's only wealthy. Are you getting what I'm saying? He's rich, but he doesn't have Christ. So he's not blessed. The one that is blessed is the one that has Christ. Whether you have money now or not, it's only a matter of time and faith. Money is going to come. Can I have an amen? Be diligent at what you do. Money is coming. So we are not waiting until that time to say that we are blessed. We are blessed right now. When are you blessed? When are you blessed? Do you have Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior? Then you are blessed. Come on, reach out to someone next to you. Say, congratulations, you are sitting next to a blessed person. Ask them, when last did you see a blessed person around you? Say, check me out, check me out. Take a good look at a blessed person. This is what a blessed man looks like. You get what I mean? This is what a blessed woman looks like. Don't judge me by what I'm wearing this morning. This is what a blessed man looks like. I'm blessed. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. I'm unapologetically blessed. I'm irreversibly blessed. I'm irrevocably blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm not just blessed, I'm also highly favored. Glory be to God. I love the man PFE. He's so blessed and highly favored. I don't know about you. I love that man. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, very quickly we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you. I love this kind of greeting. It's a blessing. Somebody calls you on the phone and says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a good way to greet somebody. And this is a good way to be greeted. Grace and peace. My favorite people will say, Hasid, Shalom, Lahem, grace and peace be multiplied to you. Hasid. You remember Hasid from last Sunday, Covenant Mercy? Is also translated grace. It's also translated loving kindness. It's also translated compassion, tender mercies, grace. I speak to everyone this morning. I don't care what you are going through. It will bow before the grace and mercy of God. Yeah. Every challenge has an expiry date. Not the mercy of God. His mercy endureth forever. Glory be to God. So it will outlast every challenge. Therefore, you listening to me this morning, looking at me this morning, you will outlast every challenge. Amen. You will see the end of it. Amen. It is not permitted to see the end of you. Amen. You are permitted to see the end of it. Amen. Grace and peace. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed. Blessed. Empowered to succeed. The Hebrew word Baraka, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is thinking of how to bless us, who is worried about how to get the blessing across to us, who is still calculating how we are going to be blessed. Is that what your Bible says? What does your Bible say? Read out loud. Who has he blessed us? Are you part of the us that he has blessed? So are you telling me you are blessed? Now say, I'm blessed. Who has blessed us with, I love the next word, A-L-L. A double hockey sticks. He has blessed us with how much of spiritual blessings? No. He has blessed us with most spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with some spiritual blessings. Are you sure you are blessed with all? You know, all means all. All means no exception. Wow. See how blessed you are. And Satan will come on Monday night and say, look at you. Look at your life. Pitiful. Oh, you're so broke. You can't even afford a decent meal. And nobody's looking in your direction. Oh, sorry, oh. And then you look at yourself and say, oh, that's true. Lord, I don't know when you're just going to have mercy on me. At least. To be able to afford a meal, a decent meal. Look at the blessed person. Look at someone blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Satan cometh, the deceiver, to deceive you, to let you focus on the temporary and shift your gaze from that which is permanent, because you are irreversibly blessed. I'm going to show you from the scriptures today. Oh, the moment God releases the blessing, It is irretractable. It is irrevocable. It goes on forever. It's eternal. Can I have an amen? Amen. Look at you, eternally blessed, and then crying because of a temporal challenge. That is about to change this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are two forces that are very active in this world right now. One of them is called the blessing. The other is called the curse. The two of them are actively working in the world, in the earth today. The blessing and the curse. Everyone, regardless of their background, who makes Jesus the Lord of their lives, crosses from the curse zone into the blessing zone. There is a way the curse zone smells. There is a way the curse zone looks. It is really bad. I so train my children, they understand this. And I'm still training them. My son once said, Daddy, that place is, it's just, because we picked that up from one of the grandkids of the friends of Papa Copeland. They were traveling America, and they had to make a layover in a particular place just a couple of hours before they continued their journey. So where they stopped was really bad. It was smelling. And one of the little kids who had grown in the household of faith just got up and said to his daddy, he said, Daddy? Daddy said, yeah. He said, it smells like the curse of the law in here. You didn't get that? Some of you got it. It smells like the curse of the law. The curse of the law smells really bad. You want to know how bad it is? You will go to Deuteronomy 28 from verse 15 all the way to 68. That place is really smelly. It says they will work. I wouldn't say you will, because I'm not pronouncing it on you, and I'm not a minister of the curse. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said they will work and they will not enjoy the fruit of their labor. They will marry. Someone else is going to sleep with their wives. They will build. Someone else will live in the house. They will plant vineyards and olives. Someone else will reap the fruit. Come on. That doesn't sound good. It says they will have every sickness and disease until they are consumed. In fact, it says in one of the verses, even the sicknesses and diseases that are not written in this book of the law, they shall come upon them until they are consumed. Wow. Wow. They will go blind. They will go mad. They will have astonishment of heart. All kinds of sicknesses and diseases. And their marriages will break down. They will have sons and daughters, but they will not enjoy them. Man, that smells. Does it smell good? Who come and talk to me if you enjoy this morning? Does it smell good? But the blessing is summarized in same chapter from verse 1 to 14. It says you will go out blessed. And when you come in, you're blessed. In the city, you're blessed. In the field, you're blessed. When in your storehouse, you are blessed. In your bank, that represents your bank account now. In your bank account, you are blessed. Does that smell good? You want to buy yourself a bottle of perfume and you are able to afford it. Does that smell good? And when you put perfume, do you smell good? Glory be to God. I'm using that as an example. You live in the kind of place where you want to live and your room is clean, your apartment is clean. Everything is clean. The blessing. You go to bed in the night and have a sound sleep. The blessing. You wake up in the morning all healthy and blessed. The blessing. You walk into your store and you're able to bring out foodstuff to cook. The blessing. Someone is in need around you. You're able to reach into your bank account and you're able to make a transfer. Send me your account details. The blessing. If you don't have enough, how can you send to someone else? The curse decreases people until they fizzle out. It is called perishing. I told you at Bible study, perishing is from the inside. Destruction is from outside. The curse makes people perish. They perish from the inside. Little. They may not even notice that they're already decreasing little by little. It's like sickness and disease. Sickness and disease means perishing instrumentally. When someone has maybe diabetes, for example, and maybe it's not easily quickly diagnosed, it begins to kill them gradually, over time. Until it finally completely kills them. Little by little. A headache here today, high blood pressure tomorrow, hypoglycemia the day after, low blood sugar, all kind of things happening. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, and then they don't enjoy themselves. Sometimes you start sweating profusely when everybody's cold around you. What's going on? That's perishing little by little. Can I ask you, is sickness a little bit nice? They are sleeping over here. Over here, is sickness a little bit nice? How about a little disease? It is called perishing. That's why Jesus came as the answer to the curse. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not, speak it out, should not, but have everlasting, ever, forever lasting, healthy, blessed life. Can I have an amen? Amen. That is called eternal life. That's the kind of life you find in Jesus. It's the kind of life you find in God the Father. It will never happen that we will gather prayer here on earth because the Father in heaven is having headache. It will never, that day will not see the light of day when banks begin to gather money because we want to wire some money to heaven because heaven's economy is in red. You don't the red here now. Or you know the red over there. Evergreen. Ever flourishing. Can we tap a little bit into the economy of heaven? Paul said in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply how much of your needs? You see, we are back to the word all. All your need. According to the economy of your nation. According to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Because it happens differently over there. Are you with me, church? Every person you meet on the street after service, it's either they're operating under the blessing or they're operating under the curse. That's why you need to be careful who you do business with. You can ask me that. The blessing is as contagious as the curse is. The curse may not come on you if you know who you are in Christ, but it will affect certain areas of your life. Maybe your finances. If you team up with someone who is living under the curse. Don't marry an unbeliever. Never in your life, out of desperation. Ladies, don't say, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm going to marry anybody that comes. If you try it, you will smell pepe. Don't join yourself to the curse. Oh, she's the most beautiful lady I've ever met in my life. Pastor, she's nice. Apart from the fact that she's cute, she's beautiful, she's nice. I mean, she has all the qualities of a wife material. Is she born again? Pastor, that's the only thing remaining. And I'm praying for her. I'm interceding. And I know that my God shall save her. Let your God save her first. Amen? Don't marry a decorated Jezebel. She will make your life so miserable. 5 years down the line in marriage, you'll be wondering, how did I get here? And you know what remains? Mercy. Have I spoken to someone this morning? This blessing takes care of every area of your life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, you will marry right. And every day in your marriage will be a day of marital bliss. Heaven on earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I get a better amen to that? Amen. The blessing. So you cross from the curse zone into the blessing zone the day you give your life to Christ. Colossians 1:13 and 14 tells us that Colossians 1:13 and 14, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. That's under the curse. And he has delivered us. He's not about to deliver us. We are not looking for deliverance. We have been delivered. Somebody say, I have been delivered. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, into the blessing zone. He has delivered us from the curse zone into the blessing zone. I will teach you very soon, maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks' time, about Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. The Lord instructed the children of Israel to pronounce the curse on Mount Ebal, but on Mount Gerizim to pronounce the blessing. And those who have seen the two mountains said there is a wide difference between them. Mount Ebal is barren, dry, no vegetation. Everything there is lifeless. But on Mount Gerizim, you'll find trees and a lot of flourishing going on there. Grass, green, plants, fruit, flourishing and prospering. Mount Gerizim, the mountain of the blessing. You are blessed of the Lord. Amen. And you will flourish. Amen. Okay, I said, you will flourish. Nigerians don't like prayers from the positive, which are compliant with the word of God. They like prayers from the negative, which are non-compliant to the word of God. If I say you will live, three people will say amen. If I say you will not die, everybody will say amen. If I say you will not perish, your parents will not know. You know that kind of thing? Lord, have mercy on us. It's all because we are too much curse conscious. You give somebody money, and all for them to say, thank you, God bless you. No, they will hold your hand. This hand with which you have given me money, then they will begin to tell you all the things you will not do with the hand. You will not use it to bury your children. You will not use, you will not use this because they are curse conscious. Can you bless and walk away? I'm changing our orientation this morning, and I'm, by the help of God, I'm trying, and I know that God will help us to change our language. I'm doing that constantly in my family. We need to change our language. We look at one another and say, you are blessed. Even when I'm angry at you, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus. I'm very angry, but you are blessed. You must give zero tolerance to Satan around your life and around your home, around your family. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you don't allow people to speak the negative over your life. The blessing is a spiritual force that has the capacity to make a champion out of a nonentity, to the intent that God's name may be glorified in the earth. The blessing is God at work in the life of an ordinary man, producing supernatural and extraordinary results. It is God's empowerment to prosper, do well, move forward, succeed, soar high, rise beyond the curse, and thrive regardless of the outward circumstances prevalent where you are. It is God's empowerment for dominion. Can I have an amen? Amen. Dominion over sin and sickness, over poverty and lack, over early death. Early death doesn't taste good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as long as the Expression House lives and exists as the church, no young person will die, no young person will be buried in this church. Amen. And is a covenant-keeping God. Early death is not good. People that should still be around doing exploits, fulfilling destiny. Satan likes to cut off people's lives. It's not Jesus who takes people away in the prime of their youth. He told us who does that in John 10:10. The thief cometh not. Definitely he wasn't referring to himself as the thief. Neither was he referring to his father as the thief. He must be referring to Satan as the thief. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And he exposed Satan in John 8:44 when he said, you are of your father the devil, and his will you will do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Satan is an assassin. Don't allow him to assassinate you, especially through the words of your mouth. Don't be careless in your utterances. Anything can happen to anybody. No, 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 in the name of Jesus. No, sir. No, ma'am. Dominion over early death, dominion over Satan and all his works. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, the Bible tells us, whoever sinneth is of the devil. 1 John 3:8, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. I hope you all are listening to me this morning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to do what? that it might destroy the works of the devil, not to pamper the works of the devil, not to manage the works of the devil. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And that is what he's doing right now in your life. Can I have an amen? Amen. Any work of the devil shows up, Jesus destroys it. Can I have an amen? Amen? How does the blessing work? How does it work? Very quickly. It is usually voice activated. The blessing is usually voice activated. Voice activated. Now, you guys, we live in the age of technology, so you know what it means when you say something is voice activated. It is spoken, and then boom, it goes into action. But with faith in your heart, not an empty voice. Affirmation, affirmation. Glory be to God. Do you have faith? Without faith, affirmation will not work. Oh, pastor, it's positive affirmation. If you like, let it be neutral affirmation. If you don't have faith, it will not work. It is out of faith you must speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us, we having the same spirit of faith as it is written, they believe, therefore have they spoken. We also believe and we therefore speak. We speak out of faith. You must speak out of faith. You must believe that what you are saying, you are going to have it. You get to the point, you stay in the word of God to the point that you believe that you believe. Pastor, it has happened. It has happened. It must happen. In fact, it has happened. That's faith. Mark 11:23. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. God set us an example in Genesis chapter 1 of how the blessing is released. Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 and 28. When God made man, he blessed him by singing. Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Next verse. And God blessed them. How did he bless them? Did he snap them? Did he give them a knock on the head? How did he bless them? He gave us the pattern of how to bless. He blessed them. And God said, the blessing is released by singing. It is voice activated. And God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moveth upon the earth. If you move on to Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham and God blessed him. He had blessed mankind in Genesis 1, all of mankind. Then in Genesis 12, when he called Abraham from verse 1, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. Yeah, quick. And I will make of thee a great nation and I will bless thee. He had blessed mankind. But he said, look, I am now going to empower you, Abraham, to fulfill your purpose and your mission. And I will make your name great, and you shall in turn be a blessing. The reason God blesses us is not for us to consume it on our lust. It is for us to be a blessing. And thou shall be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, a blessing you will be. Amen. You will not be a lesson. You see, the people living under the curse, they are a big lesson. You do business with them, you learn a lesson that you can preach for a lifetime. One, enough for a lifetime. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When people come in contact with you and they leave you, it's either you have been a blessing to them or a lesson. Check your attitude also. Some of us are not nice in our attitude. You are spiritual, but you're not nice. You're not kind to people. Sometimes when people come to you to ask questions, be kind. Be available. The blessing is voice activated. Let them go and come back and say, please, may I have your number if you don't mind? You say, why? You've just been so kind to me. It's who I am. It's okay. Don't worry about me. Please, I would like to say thank you. One of our sisters in this church was a medical student in UCH years ago. And there was a family that had a major distress. She left everything she was doing to attend to the family. At the end of the day, God took control. And they had to call her to say, you're just so different. In this environment where most of the medical students are so cocky and full of themselves, like some mini god, like the next best thing that happened after the invention of the tom-tom. I think there's something with medicine and pride. But our own people in the Expression House, they are so full of the Holy Spirit. They are the kindest doctors you will find in the world. Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. The same with our nurses, all our health practitioners. Because you are dealing with people. When people are in the hospital, the fact that they are even going to the hospital. Do you think naturally most people want to go to the hospital? Even those of you sitting here this morning, do you like to go to the hospital? So for them to have come, it's a push. They need succor. They need help. They're looking for comfort. They're looking for hope. They're looking for someone to tell them, don't worry, it's not that bad now. No, it's not that bad. Don't worry. This is so and so. Just stick to your prescriptions. Make sure you do this and feed well. Exercise. They want to hear that. But you look at them and tell them, I'm sorry. There's not much I can do. And right now, I'm even very busy. Sorry. Off you go. When people meet you, they either leave you with the impression that you're a blessing or you're a lesson. God speaking to Abraham, blessing him. Go to the next verse. Thou shalt be a blessing. I say to you, Expression House, you shall be a blessing. Yes. I didn't pray. It's a command. Say, I will be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will, this is now prayer. God now said to Abraham, I will bless you. And I will bless them that bless you. Anyone who tries to assist you in life, God said he will assist them. You see, people should be assisting you if they knew the secret. They should not gang up against you. They should help you. And you too should help other people. Because especially the members of the household of faith, because they are operating under the same covenant. As you help them, you know what happens to you? God also helps you. I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curseth you. Some Bible scholars have told us that God didn't really say, I will curse, but he says, whoever curses you has aligned himself with the curse. Aligned with the curse. So the moment anybody curses you, they get out of the blessing zone, they align with the curse. That's why you are not in the business of cursing other people. If they curse you, don't curse in return. What will take care of them, will take care of them. Are you with me, church? Never be found fighting on the street. Never be found as a child of God engaging in a fist fight or in exchange of words, very horrible and nasty words. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right? If they bless you, God blesses them. They curse you, they align with the curse. The curse will take care of them. Don't let them quote you. I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. Because we all get in situations where you feel like you want to exchange railing for railing, but Jesus never did that. That's why we're believers in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me, guys? People will provoke you, Satan will push you, but don't do it. Don't get out of the blessing zone. Stay in your zone. Your zone is the blessing zone. Somebody say, I live in the blessing zone. That's where I live permanently. Amen. Curse him that cursed thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be empowered to succeed. Verse 4, say amen to that. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. So Abram departed as the Lord had what? Spoken unto him. So the Lord released the blessing by speaking. How do you bless your life? One person came to church. Do you understand this message? It is voice activated. I'm showing you some stuff. Genesis 14, verses 18 to 20. Genesis 14, this was when Abraham met Melchizedek. I'm showing you examples of how that the blessing is voice activated, just like the curse too. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, El Elyon. Next verse. And he blessed him. How did he bless him? Come on, talk to me now. He blessed him and said, he blessed him by singing. You can't separate the two. Say something. Don't just say, the way I'm looking at you, I'm blessing you with my looks. No, forget that. Forget that rascality. You want to bless someone? Go to them and bless them. Release it. That's what the Jewish people do. They go around meeting people. Shalom. May you live up to 120 like Moses. That's a blessing. The Jewish father, every Friday morning, will call his sons and lay hands on them. Shalom. They say shalom. And then he will say shalom. I wish we could be doing that in our households every day. Lay hands on our children. But we don't have children yet. This is the youth church. Lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on your younger ones if you can. Hug your dad. Hug your mom. Release the blessing into their ears. Dad, you're blessed in the name of Jesus. You will live up to 120 like Moses. You can do that. You guys can do it. I'm telling you, the disposition of your parents will even change towards you. So, huh? Where did you learn that from? I'm telling you, no father will curse you for blessing them. No mother will slap you for blessing them. Mom, shalom. May you live up to 120 like Moses. Mom, you will live long. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. I know you have really worked out over me to send me to school. Mom, I'm going to be very successful and I will take care of you. I'll buy you a car. I'm going to build you a house. I'll get you a driver. Mom, say amen. You won't need to tell her to say amen. Like Pastor Fred always tells you to say amen. Your moms are more spiritual. Before you end the blessing, they will shout amen. Who doesn't want to hear that? The blessing is voice activated. Melchizedek blessed Abram, saying, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Next verse. And blessed be the Most High God, El Elyon, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithe of all. Abram paid tithe to Melchizedek after he released the blessing to him. I want to give you another example. Genesis 27. Genesis 27 and verse 7. Isaac was going. We have talked about Abraham. Now Isaac, the next generation. He was already dying. And he called his son. He called Esau. And told him, verse 7. He said, bring me venison. And make me savory meat. Asu plus suya. The kind that I like to eat. Why? That I may eat, and bless you. But I want to baraka you. That's the Hebrew word. I want to empower you before I go before the Lord, before my death. That was the custom. The fathers did it, and Jacob, with the connivance of his mother, stole that blessing from Esau. Now it was the turn of Jacob, Genesis 48. And Jacob was in the house of Joseph, his son, who had become the prime minister of Egypt. And God had blessed Joseph. And he had two big boys, Ephraim and Manasseh. Joseph was living in affluence in Egypt. He was the prime minister. He was running the country. And God was prospering him. Fresh, he came to see his father that day, where in the house, in the palace where he kept his father, with a gold chain around his neck, big gold chain with a big pendant. Huge guy, farm boy. He's got normal beards, well trimmed, everything looking nice. And he had the most expensive perfumes of Egypt on him. When Joseph was walking down the corridor to see his father, the father could perceive the smell. The smell of a fruitful field, a field that the Lord has blessed. So is the smell of my son, Joseph. I'm not making all this up. I'm telling you that that guy was really blessed and rich and wealthy. May you smell like a fruitful field. May you smell like the field that the Lord has blessed. Some people's smell is very horrible. So horrible it can make you lose a job. I'm telling you that. And in the name of Jesus, the Lord will make you smell good. Amen. Beyond what perfumes can do, the Lord will make you smell good. Amen. That's favor. People just see you and like you. See you and they want to do something. They want to do business with you. People go to seek Dibia
herbalist, Satan, Satan,
for all these things to gain contracts. We cannot do that. We don't bow before Baal. We don't bow before Satan. We don't bow before all of those elements. We bow before Jesus, and so we smell like Jesus. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
When Joseph came to see his father, Jacob, what did Jacob do? Genesis 48 from verse 12. I'm going to read all the way to verse 20. Thank you, media. You are very good this morning, and the Lord bless you as always. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. Now, technical, be careful. Between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth in reverence, in honor of his father. He didn't stand there looking and gazing into his father's eyeballs. He brought his boys and he bowed his head between his knees. He wanted to receive. He was in the posture of receiving the blessing. The posture of prayer. Some of us need to learn to pray and to pray well. There are times that you're alone with your father, your heavenly father. There are times you treat him as daddy and you're hugging him and you're doing as you like in his presence. But there are times you must understand he's the almighty God and you bow. You bow your face. Don't get too used to God. It is the genesis of the rascality in Pentecostal movement today. Next verse. Verse 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, toward Israel's left hand. You see, Ephraim in his right hand, because that was the younger son, he was pushing him towards the left hand of his father, because the right hand was normally reserved for the firstborn. And Manasseh in his left hand, towards Israel's right hand. His father is Israel. That's the man that became a nation. One man became a nation. Nations are in your loins. They will see the light of day.
Yeah.
Say amen to my prayers.
Yeah.
And brought them near unto him. He brought his sons near to his father. Oh, an aged man. Jacob had seen many troubles in his life. And he had seen many triumphs as well. A man who had experienced God raw. In Genesis 20:16, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, but I knew it not. So angels ascending and descending. This was a man with an encounter. A man with an encounter is not at the mercy of a man with an argument. Pocket your argument. Some people say, don't pay tithe. Don't pay tithe is Old Testament. My friend, pocket your argument. I have paid tithe in my life. I was not a tither. I knew what my life looked like. When I started paying tithe, I know what God has done in my life. I will pay tithe till I get to heaven. If it's allowed, I'll continue to pay there. Is it your money? A man with an encounter is not at the mercy of a man with an argument. You don't argue with Jacob. See what he did. And Israel, even though his eyes were dim, he knew what he was doing. Don't mess up with those elderly people, especially those who are custodians of the blessing. Your spiritual father, your parents, don't mess with them. What they see sitting down, go to a skyscraper, you can't see. Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head. Look at my hand, the younger brother. Who was the younger? And his left hand upon Manasseh's head. To make a cross. A symbol of what was to come. The salvation of Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ will happen. That salvation will happen. Not without a cross. There has to be a cross. Guiding his hands skillfully. Wittingly. That skillfully. For Manasseh was the firstborn. He put the blessing of the secondborn on the firstborn. He put the blessing of the younger on the elder, and the blessing of the elder on the younger. Next verse. And he blessed Joseph. Joseph was there. But Joseph had bowed his head. He didn't see the drama his father had performed. He was blessing Joseph, but he placed his hands like this.
and said, God!
I can imagine the man with his cracky voice at that point.
Yadeh Vaveh. Before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. The God which fed me.
This point makes me emotional every time. How I wish that Christians would know that it is God that is feeding us, not our salaries.
How I wish we would know that it is not your business, it's not your efforts, but God is the one who is Jehovah. Jireh. Jacob said, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. Not by my power, not by my might. There is a God who has been feeding me. To him I give glory. And the angel which redeemed me from all evil. There was a time the men of Shechem were going to kill him and his children because his two sons, Simeon and Levi, had killed the men of Shechem. They told them to go and circumcise because one of the guys of Shechem raped their sister and wanted to marry her. And they didn't want to marry those people. So they lied to them, said, go and circumcise. So you be like us. Then we can intermarry. When those men, all of the men in the city of Shechem, circumcised same day. By day two, when the pain was at the peak, Simeon and Levi took their swords and they went to the camp of Shechem. They went all through the country and they wiped out all the men. They killed all of them. The men could not fight back because they were dealing with the pain of circumcision. When men could not stand straight, the news broke out to cities round about. And all the cities said, hey, the sons of Jacob did this. Guess what was going to happen? They were going to declare war on Jacob and his sons. How many were they? Against the nations around them. But the Lord appeared to Jacob and said to him, it's time to move. And as he was moving with his sons and his family, Jacob said, Simeon and Levi, what have you done? But the Bible says that the terror of the Lord came upon all the people round about. The terror of the Lord. There is something called the terror of the Lord. The terror of the Lord came on them and they could not harm Jacob and his sons and his entire family because of the terror of the Lord. Anyone plotting your downfall, the terror of the Lord will appear to them. They will see something and run. You don't need to care what they see. So when Jacob was decreeing this blessing, he knew what he was saying. His brother looked for him for many years, Esau. Esau was going to have his head for lunch. He swore, today my mother will cry. The day he found out that Jacob had stolen his blessing, Genesis 27. But God kept him. This man had seen many troubles. He had escaped many near-death experiences. He flee. He traveled to his uncle Laban to begin to walk with him. And after a while, he saw one of the babes and wanted to marry her. Uncle said, you have to serve me for 7 years if you want to have Rachel. Rachel was beautiful. He served for 7 years. A man will give anything for his heart desire. The night, the wedding night, according to their custom, they will do the wedding, then you will not see your wife until the night. The night, he opened the veil to know her. And behold, it was Leah. Leah had weak eyes. She was the one that was given to Jacob. Hi. Kai. I thought I was smart. My uncle outsmarted me, so we met this in the family. He went to the uncle the next day. Uncle, what have you done? Uncle said, yes, what? Serve me for another 7 years if you want Rachel. So he served for 14 years to have Rachel. That guy had seen many troubles. Now, having been through all of that, he was now an old man. He was about to release the blessing. Is it good we listen to such a man or not? Talk to me, church. Can anybody come with a new generation preaching to convince Jacob? I said, Jacob, sir, all of the tithing you guys did, it's not scriptural. We're in the dispensation of grace now. Jacob will ask you, have you ever met God? Many preachers have not met God. Anybody can say anything nice and cute, but have you ever encountered God?
Have you ever been in trouble?
God will deliver you. Don't worry. I don't know, you guys. You know, life is not that hard. It's easy. If you can just do 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, hey, you're going to be. And the judge.
I can guarantee you one thing. Listen to me. No matter what you preach, life one day will give you an opportunity to prove it. They will say to you, physician, heal thyself. If they said that to Jesus, you think they won't say it to you? When I was in my real trouble, a preacher told me, he said, Pastor Fred, the faith you have been teaching and preaching, now it's time to practice it. I didn't feel good that day, but it was the truth. The same happened to my father in the Lord when he was going through his dark days. So what you have been preaching, now begin to practice. And I'm grateful to God we are still here. Glory to God. We made it. Glory to God. And so no matter what comes, you are going to make it in the name of Jesus. You will make it through. You're not going to go under. You will make it through. Did you hear what I said? You're going to make it through, baby. You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. I say you're going to make it through. Young man, you're going to make it through. Jacob. That man, the patriarch. And the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. These boys, he had shifted from Joseph to the boys now. And I figured that was the point when Joseph tried to open his eyes, because the attention had shifted from him to the boys. Let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Next verse, please. And when Joseph saw, he opened his eyes and saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand. There was a wrestling match there. To remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. Next verse, please. There was a drama there. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head. Jacob put it back. And his father refused. Resumania. His father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people. He also shall be great. Oh, not great. And but truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. These prophetic words went ahead to shape the future of Ephraim the younger and Manasseh the older. And he blessed them that day. He blessed. He activated the blessing with his voice. Singing. He blessed them singing. Not murmuring. Singing. Indeed shall Israel bless. Singing. God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. He set them. The blessing sets you ahead of others. And you are set. In the name of Jesus. One of the characteristics of the blessing is that it is irreversible. It has been said. It can't be changed. This is going to be part one of Blessed Beyond the Curse. I am still in introductions. Although I'm touching the meat of the matter gradually. Are you getting something out of this today? The blessing of the Lord sets you ahead. Sets you ahead of your mates. As Jacob set Ephraim before Manasseh, the Lord Jesus has set you ahead of the world. Shout a believing amen. Amen. We have an example of the priestly blessing. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord said to Aaron, to Moses, to say to Aaron, This is how to bless my children. Say, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon thee. And the Lord give you peace. He said, this is how to bless my children. This is how to bless. This is how to baraka them. It must be voice activated. At the end of every service, let the priest Aaron, the high priest Aaron, pronounce the blessing. And guess what? Jesus has blessed us. Oh, one person came to church. Mark chapter 10. Jesus did the same. He took the children. Mark 10:16. Jesus took children. And what did he do? When he took them up, he took them up in his arms. He put his hands upon them. He put his hands upon them and blessed them. I love it. Laying on of hands. I do it for my children. I hug them, I kiss them on the forehead, and I place my hand on their head. That's how I bless them. And they are permanently blessed forever. And you are permanently blessed forever. Amen. Jesus did this to set an example, to let you know it's not an old covenant culture. No! It is still happening today. If only we would harness it. If we would take advantage of what belongs to us. That's why twice a year, I always encourage you, don't miss the fast. There is a day of the fast when our father in the Lord, that was our own archer. That's our own patriarch. He's the one that shoots us far as arrows in the hands of the mighty God. That's the day he blesses us. Those of you that were in church I think it was in January, during the fast, some of you followed me to the ICC. Were you there? And then he blessed the Expression House. Many times we don't know the evil that God has allowed to get away from us without our knowledge. Evil that we have escaped by such blessings. Sadly, there was a lady who was pregnant years ago. And the lead pastor said, all pregnant women, can you come out for prayer? Because he does that prayer also December 31st into January 1st. People that were going to have landmark birthday, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. But you know, in church, people don't like you to know their age. I don't know if it happens in the youth church, but it happens a lot in the adult church. People will not be looking at me, so she's just going to be 30. Ah! You check there, like me. Go and use your age. Go and use it to collect money from the bank. And because of that, can you imagine people will escape such powerful blessing because they don't want somebody to know their age? I will be 45 on the 12th of August this year in the name of Jesus. What have you got to do with hiding your age? What have you got to do with it? I'm not ashamed to tell anybody, my wife and I are age mates, even though I'm like 2 months older than her, you know, a couple of months older. Glory be to God. What is it? That lady didn't come out that year. She missed the blessing. She died during childbirth. I am not saying that was why she died, but I'm saying such things could have been averted in the place of prayer. But you see, the Yorubas have something they say, I fini kweni, I fini kweni. When you have someone in your life that can bless you, but you dishonor them. Maybe it's the prayer of senior pastor. I don't joke with the prayer of that Baba. I don't go to him every time to kneel down. Baba, Baba, pray for me. No, I would be a spiritual babe. No. But when he says, I am going to do this, Omo, when I'm in Lagos, I travel to Ibadan. I don't only come, I bring my children. There are some parents in the other church. They can say, children, you go. Parents, chilling at home. Some, we are not going anywhere. Shebi pray last year now. What was it? The value you place on anything will determine the virtue you will draw from it. Over familiarity breeds contempt. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 8, he said, many will come from the east and from the west, and they will sit down in the bosom of Abraham. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The people that shall inherit Abrahamic blessing will be cast out. But people from the east and the west, outsiders, will be brought in. May you not be replaced. Because people don't honor. They don't honor what they have. They don't honor what they have. It's not about the man. It's about the God that called him.
When my wife was pregnant with our second child, don't tell me what, my wife was due. I think she came like 40 weeks. Baba just asked her after all night. We give her, are you ready to have your baby now? He was going home. He was going to enter his car. There. Bele Aje, are you ready to have your baby now? Say, ah, Baba, yes, so I want to. He just put his hand on the tummy. Baby, come in the name of Jesus. And he walked to his car. Yanina! Oh, wow! No, 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 no. He didn't do that. Didn't do that. Simple prayer. Baby, come. In the name of Jesus. Got into his car. Boom. Before we got home, we were already on our way to the hospital. The power! Because some men are custodians of this blessing. Authority figures over you. I don't allow any pastor that has authority over me to curse me. I've been praying, see my life. Oh. Somebody now curse me, join. And some young people are so nasty, so dishonorable. They can talk to anybody anyhow. You see the way some young people drag Baba Adeboye online. They will even say Adeboye. Adeboye going to talk, say, making church people do 100-day fasting. Is he your father? What's your problem with his 100-day fasting? Did he ask you to do 100-day fasting? He told his church members, his spiritual children. What's your own problem? There's one they call Freeze that will end up in the freezer. He will say, that Baba, he will say, hey, people should tithe. This, they are businessmen. I will not be surprised the way some people will end in this country. I will not be surprised. We already know their end. God is still showing mercy. Maybe they will repent. How can you? Do you know what happened after this blessing? The next chapter, 49, Jacob became sick. He knew what was going on. He sent for all his sons, 12 of them. And he gave it to them. Bah, bah. It was the day of bass bulls. Reuben was the first one. Ah! What he said marked him for life. And when he was done, he packed his two legs, put them on the bed, went down like this, psh, gave up the ghost. What a way to go home. My father in the Lord is Senior Pastor Alex Adeboye. Till he goes home to be with the Lord, I will continue to get the blessing from him. That's my lifetime commitment. Because I value what God has blessed me with. To be in this church for me is a blessing. There is nothing anybody has to offer me outside this ministry that will ever entice me. When we were not like this, I had had offers. Somebody called me from Europe. I'm going to send you a car. I'm going to get you a big house. Start a branch for me in Lagos. You'll be coming to Europe with your family every year on vacation. I'll be bringing white people when you have outreaches in Lagos. Don't live in a house where you have neighbors, all these flats. No, a full house is what I want to put you in. When I had no car, I said, thank you, sir. I said, let me pray about it. I didn't pray. The following day, Egbon, the Holy Spirit will not allow me. And he didn't talk to me for 6 months. Who cares? The end of Lot started when he departed from Abraham. He began to experience shame and disgrace from Genesis 13 when he departed. 14, war happened. Sodom and Gomorrah happened to him. Everything happened. He lost his wife and he lost his daughters. They didn't die, but what use are daughters that sleep with you to produce children? They produce Ammon and Moab, children of product of incest. So grandchildren were also children. Everlasting confusion. Their father was also their mother's father. They did not lose them. May you not miss it in the name of Jesus. Luke 24, the last thing Jesus did on his way to heaven was to release the blessing. Luke 24, verses 50 and 51. Verses 50 and 51. Glory be to God.
Let's read this together, everybody. And he led them as far as to Bethany. I can't hear your voice. And he led them as far as to Bethany. Led them out. And he lifted up what? His hands. Like the instruction given to Aaron, the priestly blessing. So you see why PFE also does this when I say lift your hand for the blessing? He lifted his hands and blessed, baraka them. He needed to do that. That was what he left with them. Next verse, please. While it came to pass, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Give this verse 51 to me in NIV. NIV. Quickly, please. Verse 51. Just verse 51. While he was blessing them, blessing was still ongoing. He left them and was taken up into heaven. Wow. What do you think happened to them afterwards? Joy. Joy. Ha! Ha! There is this song called the Blessing Song. That song became very popular during the lockdown, 2020. It became the most popular song all over the world. They had the UK version. They had other countries. People were teaming up across the globe. What do you think was happening? There was a move of the Spirit. Christians were being awakened by the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to these corona people. They want to finish you. Don't listen. That was the curse. That was the curse. COVID-19 was part of the curse. God woke up his children. Don't sleep. Get up. Begin to decree the blessing. And Christians across the globe, including Nigeria, reversed that curse. Do you know their prognostications about Africa? When that thing came out, they said there will be dead bodies on the streets of Africa like this. By the grace of God, we didn't see any dead body on any streets. Rather, we gained weight. Have you been blessed this morning, church? I have one point, point number one to make, but I don't want to start it. Because if I start it, it will start. I will start it next week. Or should I start it now? Somebody say glory. Say I'm blessed beyond the curse. I'll start it next week, but I will show you a scripture. Yango. That one is fine, Abby. So I'm closing my iPad. I will show you a scripture, and I want to give you an assignment. Read it again next week. Numbers 22, 23, and 24. Three chapters. Numbers chapter 22, 23, and 24. You will see what I'm sharing or what I'm about to share in it. One of the characteristics of the blessing is that it is irreversible. So what happened here was that a man called Balak, a king, hired a man called Balaam, a prophet. And what he wanted him to do, all he wanted him to do was to help him curse the children of Israel. And man, it will shock you. Instead of cursing them, the guy found out that he couldn't curse them. Even though he set up altars, put rams and bullocks on seven altars. The first seven he set up, the second seven, the third seven. He did it three times. And each of those times, he could not curse. Instead of cursing, he was releasing blessing. Let me just look for those verses, and then we'll stop it there today. So, I'm going to take verse 17. Balak was talking to Balaam here. Let me take verse 16, Numbers 22. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming to me, and I will promote you. You see, he was making a promise. I will promote you. Unto very great honor. And I will do whatsoever you say unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. That was all he wanted to, that was the contract. Just come and curse them. You don't know anybody who is trying to curse you right now. But it's not going to work. You don't need to know, but it's not going to work. If they like, let them travel to places where cars can't get to. They have to get on a boat, right, to travel on a river, because they are going to seek some spiritual power of darkness somewhere to curse you. You know what's going to happen to them? I decreed it overnight. Their boat will capsize. They will not be able to curse you, because you have Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are times you don't offend people. They just don't like you. You can't explain it, and you can't help them. And Balaam answered and said unto the servant of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Woo! He said, I can't do beyond the word of God. I will teach you this next week, how to bless yourself. You must bless yourself with only the word of God. That is what will make your communication clean. Anything outside the word of God is corrupt. It will corrupt your mouth and corrupt your communication. And when you are having corruption in your life, check the seed you are sowing. Before this Balaam man got to this point, he too had coconut head. Because God had told him, don't go. And Balak sent emissaries, more noble princes, to him the second time. Then he said, okay, wait this night. Let me go and ask God. After God had told him before, don't go. You know when you want to arm twist God? God said, okay, have your way. Go ahead. That's what you want? God said, okay, go. But God was displeased. So he started riding on his ass. And then that ass saw an angel. Angel had drawn his sword out, ready to cut off somebody's head. I said, yeah! He made a U-turn. He ran into the vineyard. As he entered the vineyard, angel appeared again. This time, there was a wall. I think the angel brought the wall, because it was a vineyard. It's a farm. When the animal saw the angel again with the sword, animal didn't want to die. Animal crushed the leg of his master. He crushed his leg against the wall. Yeah. Balaam said, ah! Then he beat the animal. Wah! Wah! Animal ran again. Another direction. The third direction like this. There were two walls. The angel narrowed the walls and stood in between with his sword. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, come. When the animal saw the angel, he said, this time, no escape route. You know what he did? He just bowed down. As he bowed down, Balaam beat the animal. Wah! God opened the mouth of Kete Kete Balamu to speak. The ass of Balaam spoke. Say, why are you beating me now? These three times, what have I done? All the way, am I not yours? And the man, I don't know what to call him. Your animal spoke like a human being, and he was still speaking to the animal. In fact, if I had a sword now, I would kill you. Normally, if your animal speaks, are you not supposed to get up and run away? A goat walks to your house. Good afternoon. A goat? You say, who is there? It's me, nobody here. I just came to greet you from Oshobo. What a word! What a word! Oh my God! So, will you engage in a dialogue with such a goat? If your window does not have burglar proof, that should be an escape route, right? Balaam was still talking. Balaam was still talking to the animal. If I had a sword, well, honestly, I would kill you now. Then the animal said, ah, me, I cannot come and go and die, oh. Then God opened the eyes of Balaam. Animal entered into a gift called discerning of spirits. He saw into the realm of the spirit. He saw an angel. Animal. I'm under the old covenant. How much more we under the new? Paul said to covet honestly the best gift. 1 Corinthians 12. But you don't come to Bible study, so you can't. If I'm talking about gift of spirit now, some of you are just looking. You don't know what I'm talking about. Get knowledge. It's important. Come to Bible study on Thursday. When God opened opened the eyes of Balaam and he saw the sword
ready to cut.
The Bible says he jumped down, he bowed his face to the floor. David also had that kind of encounter in First Samuel 26, in the field of Onan, when he saw the angel that was doing destruction and saw the sword. The Bible says he couldn't go up to the house of the Lord to make inquiry because he was afraid of the sword of the angel. David. The Yorubas will say, when a child gets to the place of fear, he will fear. David that brought down Goliath, he saw an angel. He was ready. He was supposed to cross that place. He said, I can't go. Let me stay here. Lord, just have mercy on me now. I was the one that sinned. Forgive me. Don't kill anybody again. Please now. I can imagine him like Ayo. Please now. Please now. Oh, yeah, go to the house of the Lord. Go and bring something. I can't go. I don't know. Bring anything. Because the angel is still there. David, yes. No wonder he wrote in the Psalms, at such times when I'm afraid, I will trust you. It was the one, same person that said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. But when God was against him, he said, at such times when I'm afraid, I will trust you. I will trust in your mercy. In your mercy. Because the angel could come, even where he was lying down, and slice out his head. We have angelic protection. Can I have an amen? Amen. That's the much I will tell you for today. Anyone that God has blessed, no one can curse. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Has God blessed you? Nobody will be able to curse you in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet and give him thanks this morning. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.